Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up? This is Boy Pity Pit. We live, baby. Hey, word on the street, I got the homie Cyrus T. Wild up in the building. Yo. You know what I'm saying? He got a track called Ribble. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty hot in the street. You know what I'm saying? He's straight from the LBK. I'm the Boy Pity Pit. If y'all want to listen online, go ahead and listen to Pity Pit. That's PETY.online. You know what I'm saying? Just go in and listen to that. You can listen to that all day, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a shout-out to everybody in the room. I got my wife, Miss Sabrina, behind the camera. Say what's up, girl. I got Emmy, the producer on the show. She's an intern. Yeah, man. She's doing a bigger she's about to really love it, doing bigger and better things. But, hey, introduces hip-hop artist, Mr. C.Y. What's up, brother? Hey, man, we chilling in the LBK. Just to give y'all the background, man, just to let y'all know how pretty much how God is and everything in my life. Not everybody's life, you know what I'm saying? People do God in belief, but just God in my life, man. I ended up working at church. I was a server there for a little bit, and then I ended up being a cook. But in the midst of that time, man, it's all about relationships and the things that you do. You know what I'm saying? In that time, but that's how we ended up meeting up. He had no idea I was in radio. I had no idea he was a hip hop artist or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? We just happened to be two young black men did a journey right there in the and before you know it, you know what I'm saying? It gives you the glory. You know what I'm saying? How everything happens for a reason, man. So let me introduce you to Mr. C.Y. Hey, man, you doing all right, bro?
I'm doing good.
Hey, man, so first off, tell us, man, now you're a hip-hop artist, bro. Like, have you always been hip-hop? Is hip-hop something you was always into?
Yeah, I always been into hip-hop, you know, since I was a youngster, you know.
Yeah,
I always listened to it, always been interested in it, you know. Just always felt for the music.
Okay. It was something like how you got something off your chest or... Or was it just, like, your outlet?
He's like, oh, you mad. Let me go write the lyrics real quick.
Yeah, it was. You know, I started off writing poetry. I still write poetry to this day. But I started off writing poems and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got into the music because my other family members were doing music and I was kind of interested in, you know. So I hopped on and, you know, just felt so natural, you know. And I want to do this, you know.
Okay, it was just something you felt right outside.
It felt right.
Okay, man, you say something about your relative was my older, your brother.
Yeah, no, it was my cousin Trey.
Sure.
He was in music, Trey Bing. You know, okay. So fly, he was a singer. He raps too, you know, he kind of put me on. I heard some of his songs, you know, because we had worked at United together.
Okay.
My first job, you know, take it way back. My first job, United, and I got it. You know, I was working with my cousin Trey, whatever. You know, hopped in his Beamer one time after work, you know, heard his music. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm like, that's clean. I want to do this too, you know. So I always looked up to him in the music. He really kind of put me on it.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, old Trey. All right, man. He got you. So it was just like when you said you hopped up in his Beamer and stuff. So and you was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, all right. I'm feeling that already, man. That's what's up. Hey, do you remember, like, your first rap?
Oh, man, I remember my first song.
Hey, give me your first. Do you remember your first two lines? Give me your first two lines that you ever wrote.
All right. It was a love song. So
okay.
First two lines went like, let the beat drop, just like my heart do when our paths cross. And it's so sweet, take the gravity right from under my feet. You know, it was like a love song. I was in love, you know, my first love, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, they say, hey, so shall it's written, it shall be done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man, that kind of takes me back to this, man. You know, back in the day, man, you know, especially like in the 90s, man, the artists and stuff were different back then. You know, it was okay to go ahead and show your emotions towards a female. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? To write a note to a girl, you close up, you like me, yes, no, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I bet you
check that maybe box. Hey, she check that no box. I don't think she might do it.
you know what I'm saying? That's kind of how it is, man. But it's all
man,
you had to sound like gravity, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. So you went to high school around here in the LBK?
No, I didn't go to Lubbock High School. I went to Littlefield.
Okay, I got you down there.
Yeah, Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was a nice spot to grow up at, you know. Schools were good.
Okay, that was the girl you were talking about? Is she in Little Phil?
She was in Little Phil.
That's what's up, man. I have personally have not been to Little Phil, like, but I do got family there, and they're crazy.
So, you know, maybe I was just...
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. We all got a different type of crazy, man. Some girl is flat on my side. You should be like, hey,
yeah,
she's flat. She crazy. But I love her, though. You know what I'm saying? My side's good, though, man. So we're going to go ahead and get into some of your music. Like right now, man. I've heard your song called Wiggle.
Yeah.
Wiggle. Hey, man, what's the meaning behind that song?
You know, I was in the booth one day, and I just, you know, I had went by this beat, and, you know, it was catchy, real catchy.
What, it made you wiggle?
I was writing, and, you know, I was like, I know the song's going to be at the club. I know what it is. I was hyped up about it, you know, because, like, it's my first big song, and I dropped it, started getting played. And
so you knew it was going to be big then?
I knew it could be. I knew it had potential.
Yeah, okay. Everything's got potential, but then you just had a great positive feeling behind that song. Okay, so it was just heard the beat,
yeah.
You just started writing to it,
yeah,
and
then it, you know,
just let it flow.
Yeah, let it flow.
All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and get into Wiggle real quick. By CY, I don't know, it's the word on the street. Uh-huh. Hey, DJ, talk that ish. Yeah, there we go, right there.
You hit pause down at the bottom. There you go, sugar foot. Already. Yeah.
Just turn it up on.
There you go.
Here we go. See why? We love this girl.
All right.
Hey, while we let that ride, let's go ahead and check on my chicken outside.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm actually grilling the chicken, too. You know what I'm saying? As we interview on CY, go ahead. We still live on the radio, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jay, we should be cooking a whole chicken. Let me pull the top off for you real quick. Let me see what it is like on the other side. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
We might need to go ahead and get the video camera out here next. Yeah, it's slow cooking, though. You know, still got to check on it. Can't make sure.
So, man, you like to cook or what?
Here and there, sometimes, you know, when I get bored, maybe.
Oh, man, I hear you, man. So, what you mean? What, water burger?
I like water burgers, you know. I usually, you know,
don't come on, man.
You know, this guy ate before at Wendy's.
Hey, where is the fuck? Oh, man, okay. Is that a dollar with you?
That's the fuck before.
I'm gonna take a look at my chicken. I'm gonna John real quick. We're going to go ahead and get in. So, man, you say your club, your favorite club right here in 806 is 12 Level.
12 Level.
So, man, tell me, what's the definition of a good ass
night, bro?
All right. So we don't start off.
Keep it real.
We don't start off with a fresh cut. You know, we gotta go get a cut from Ruby.
Okay.
That's where I get my hair cut over there on 66.
Shout out Ruby.
Shout out to Ruby. Shout out to Aaron, my barber, and Fabo. We gonna start off with a cut. You know, maybe if the funds are correct, you know, gonna have a little outfit. You know, if not, I got some fresh stuff at home. So we go, you know, get going. You know, look in the mirror 100 times. You know what I mean? Get all my ducks in a row, head to the club, you know, skip line,
okay,
you know what I mean, straight in the front door and I'll pull up, you know, to right in front of the club, and, you know, just like, go in there, have a good time, turn up, he plays my music, you know what I mean,
okay.
Try to have a good night, leave the club, never know.
No, you take a selfie, you look in the mirror, all right, so you can pull up in front of the club.
Tell
your song.
And back?
I mean, I don't know if that was about my presentation. I don't know if that was good.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. You just got a girl. You got a girl?
Yeah, I got a girl.
So your DM will be catching bodies.
Hey,
and what?
I need no more for you at the moment.
Oh, okay. That's for a single guy. Hey, man, it's
I'm
all
sweating,
good, bro.
I'm sweating over here.
That's what it's all broke. That's what you call growth. It's all good, man. Being a man, I found out being a man is not having sex with 1,000 women. It's about having sex with a woman 1,000 ways. Quote that. But, man, okay. So that's just your definition of a good-ass night, man. I feel you, man. I ain't never wrote that. But, okay. So, man, that just brings me to this, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, man. We all see, like, the Black Lives Matter movement is taking place right now. It's kind of reminding me of, like, you know, the 60s back in the day, which neither one of us worked on back then. So, which brings me to this. You're a young cat coming up out the 806, a young black man pursuing your dreams.
Right.
So tell me, how is it that you stay out of trouble, man? Do you look after, is there certain stuff you feel like you can't do, or do you feel like you just have a smarter way of doing it, or what kind of advice would you give that young incoming rapper that just graduated high school, you know what I'm saying, just like, hey, man, just chill out on this, you know what I'm saying, but concentrate on this, like, tell me something, and how do you keep your head straight up in the rap game?
I would definitely say, mind your own business, you know, pursue what you want to do and don't get off track. And ignorance and confidence is what you need to succeed. So,
ignorance and confidence. Ignorance to the haters.
You always have someone saying something bad about what you're doing, but it makes you feel good, you know, keep doing it. You know?
Hey, man, I feel it. If it makes you feel good, keep doing it, man. Hey, that's actually pretty good right there. Yeah. That's on the word on the street, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's real, man, because sometimes, man, if people can talk you out of your dream, that's not your dream.
Right.
People telling you, oh, man, you're doing too much. Or people telling you, hey, bro, I don't think that's you. And you take that criticism and don't take it as constructive criticism, then, hey, man, he ain't doing that job talking you out of doing something that you ain't going to pursue anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, man, so shout out to you and shout out to everybody that's doing the entrepreneurship out there. You know what I'm saying? Because we're living this thing called life, man. And it's what it is. It's a gift. And one thing is that I feel like wild life is a gift, because if you're given the opportunity to open your eyes and let you wake up, you know what I'm saying, that's God's gift to you. And that's why I call the prison. That's why we open them up, baby. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into a new song. And this song is called Bitch, I'm Winning. What do you mean by bitch?
I'm winning. Like, you know, I got to say I'm winning with extreme, you know. Extreme words, you know, to get the level up.
All right, he's just trying to get his points across. That's what it means. He just means, because, you know, sometimes we got to let people know, hey, I don't mean bad, but you feel me, you're a ready to get into it.
I'm gonna say a lot.
Hey, you want to pick it back up? You could. Hey, let's see what I said about the 806 LP Chase. Stand up, you know what I'm saying? Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, that's what's up, man. So, what's gonna be the name? What's the name of your album, man?
Is
Million Dollar Mission?
Man, you know, I want this album to be epic, you know. So, I've been taking my time on the name, you know. It's not gonna hit me until it's right when I got like, all my stuff on there. It's not gonna hit me until then, you know. Something gonna hit me.
Already,
right,
man. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I feel you. I feel you on that, man. You know, patience is really the key. Slow motion beats no motion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Quality over quantity,
right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people put out stuff, and but then all of it, it can become irrelevant to really what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because it can take away some of the power, some of the unity that you're really trying to bring forth for what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So you got to really think strategically, you know what I mean? Because if you don't, you know, you can really become oversaturated, even though we do live in an inner world kind of faith days. Everybody's like, what you got next?
Yeah.
What you got next? You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you got to come out with material that's going to really stick with people, that's going to ride with them for a couple months. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about the song Wiggle, man. You know what I'm saying? That song Wiggle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I even throw that song in the car. Sometimes I'm talking about Wiggle.
Wiggle.
Wiggle. Wiggle.
Wiggle.
Wiggle. You know, I can't go to the club no more, but shoot, I can maybe do that for about 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, what's all good, man? Talk behind the stuff again, man. Where would you like to see your music career go?
Okay, I want to go big. I want to go, you know, I want to be up there. You know, like, I want my distribution. I want my fans to be huge, you know. Like, long-term goal, as in with rapping. Short-term goal, I want to make the SSL Cypher. You know, freshman Cypress. That's
okay.
Every year.
Yeah.
I want to make that because I watch all of them. You know, and I just kind of, you know, I just want to go with that. Somehow, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
First, you heard it first.
Already. You heard it live. I'm walking on the street, baby. You are. You know, there's a thinking of that double XL freshman, man, cover, and then you can have the freestyle, man. So, what do you think about this freshman, this year's freshman on double XL? Who's your little favorite?
Okay. You mean the Kodak Black?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my favorite on there was Denzel Curry, the first dude.
Okay.
I like the way he did it. You know, Lee. I don't know.
It was just something else that you just felt like,
yeah.
Really up the man. Because we all, man, we call it how we see it. You know, man, we don't call it deep riding. We don't call it whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we just give credit whenever credit is due.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when Drake and J. Cole and Nicki Minaj and all of them came up. And then you got Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meek Mill was in an interview talking about, hey, what is it when he had Brady? Hey, one of these days, bro, hey, why would we get Nicki Minaj? Back in the day, it seemed like he was just, you know what I'm saying? But he spoke it into existence. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing about this world that we live in now, is because right now, man, we can honestly pursue our dreams. You know what I'm saying? Start where you are with what you have. You know what I mean? From example, man. I mean, look at us in this room. You know what I'm saying? It just start with what you got, man. Don't worry. Don't be like, man, I gotta get this. Man, my mama treated me like this. Or my daddy treated me like this. Or I ain't got the opportunity, man. It, like I said earlier, man, if God blessed you to open up your eyes, man, that's your opportunity right there. That's your gift in this world, man. Don't take what you got for granted, because there's honestly some people that who did not get to wake up, you know what I'm saying, and receive that gift.
Right.
And wish that some people wish all they probably wish they could do is just simply open their eyes. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting you blessed. So that's your way of just pursuing your dream or not. So now bending backwards and breaking up with some people that who don't really want you to succeed anyway.
Exactly.
So that being said, bro, hey, what would you like to see yourself in 5 years, man?
Right in the middle of the industry, doing good, you know, at the Grammys, you know, doing shows at the Grammys, meeting all the rappers, you know, like, I want to be right there, just why, you know.
Already, man. Yeah, man.
That's a short topic.
Hey, yeah, 5 years, man. You know, I was just talking to my wife, and we was just like, man, a lot of people don't understand how short 5 years is. You know what I'm saying? Some people like, what are you guys okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, but then y'all, you who knows what's going to happen between that 3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you have a baby, you know what I'm saying? That's 9 months of that year already. Instead of baby, cool, that's already pretty much 3 years right there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, bro, I need to get back on it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, hey, I thought I was going to be here in 5 years. So it kind of helps put in perspective things. But I want to welcome everybody that tuned in right here on the Word on the Street, which is what TC, 806 artist,
CY.
Hey, do what you love and love what you do, man. We both started out at Cheddar's, and we both doing our thing right here on Soar Radio, man. Shout out to my wife, Sabrina. Shout out to the producer, Miss Ebony. She's going out doing bigger and better things in life. That being said,
uh-huh. Bye.